Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English language news, Hungary Reports. I'm Hajna Alkatolt with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. Foreign trade statistics continue to be promising for Hungary. The government says first quarter data proves it. Export and import have both significantly increased. The increase in export has broken a two-year record. Export to North America, for example, has increased by 54%.
Ezzel a szikraforgácsoló géppel ilyen precíziós alkatrészeket gyártunk, ilyen betéteket, felszámokhoz.
In this construction hall in Zalaegerszeg, prototypes and component parts are constructed. The company exports to several countries in Europe. Managing director of the company said their sales income continuously grows and so they can employ more and more people. Our exports increased by a yearly average of 20%, said the owner. According to the statistics from the Central Statistical Office, in March a significant increase of 13% was seen in the export and 11% in the import to and from Hungary compared to the same month a year earlier. A two-digit increase was recorded for the first time since April 2013. Béla Gladfelder, State Secretary from Ministry of Economy, told M1 that the first 3 years of Hungarian export has been very favorable, making it greatly possible that the country will break a historic record in export increase this year. The surplus has reached, only in the first month this year, 2.5 billion euros, so we are hoping that it will continue this path, said the state secretary. The Central Statistical Office claims that while in Europe, for example to Germany, Hungary's export values about 6.2 billion euros from January to March, at the same time Hungary's export to the whole of Africa only reached about 4% of that. That's what the government plans to change in the future. Peter Szijjártó delivered a speech at the Conference for Foreign Policy Strategy and said that the world's leading economies exert outstanding efforts to have economic relations with Africa and Latin America as close as possible, and Hungary plans to join the race with the southern opening policy. The Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade added that the interest of Hungarian companies' success, Hungary will significantly increase its diplomatic network in these regions. In the upcoming 1.5 years, we are to open 5 new embassies, 11 honorary consuls will be appointed to further widen the diplomatic network. Furthermore, Exim Bank will open a $3.7 billion credit line, said the minister. He also added that to further strengthen relations, Prime Minister Viktor Orban plans to visit Latin America and Africa in 2016.
More than 40 acres, about the size of 30 soccer fields of land, will be exchanged between Slovakia and Hungary. Plans are to swap land on each side of the Ipoly River. The river itself defined the natural border, but the problem is that the riverbed constantly changes and moves. That's why the two countries have started to discuss the situation.
The mayor of Ipoly Sakalas shows the Hungarian-Slovak state border. Arnold Oswald told that if the river section currently belonging to Hungary will be Slovakia's, it may be positive change because flood and water problem handling could become simpler. Along the Ipoly there are multiple areas that belong to Hungary today because of the absence of water regulation on the river. The goal of the land exchange is to make sure that Slovakia can do maintenance work on the river uninterrupted. With the land exchange, about 42 acres will have a new owner. The change of the border contract is necessary here because the water border between Hungary and Slovakia needs to become permanent. It doesn't affect any inhabited areas, said the spokesperson of the Slovakian Ministry of Internal Affairs. Marked on the map are the areas that will be affected by the land exchange. The draft bill was talked over in Slovakian government on Wednesday, and a decision will be made in Hungary later on.
8 trucks carrying more than 300,000 euros worth of food, medicine and hygiene products have left for Transcarpathia. 8 charity organizations came together to send the donations.
Olaj, macaroni, cukor.
7-year-old Claudia opened a gift package back in March. According to the little girl's mother from Beregszász, every donation means great help for the family. Everything is so expensive. The children need new shoes and clothes every month. It's hard to manage, said Mrs. Sobol. During the last few months, several charity organizations started to collect money for those who got in difficult situation because of the conflict in Ukraine. City councils also joined a fundraising campaign. Donations are being packed on trucks in Budapest. The packages contain non-perishable food, like flour, pasta, salt and sugar. In addition, medicine and medical equipment is packed for the people in need. The food items will be unloaded in the Transcarpathian region. Medicine will be transported to the area beyond that. The Minister of Human Resources said that we simply couldn't leave ethnic Hungarians in Ukraine alone in the times of trouble. National unity should be in effect, in joy and sorrow, success and trouble. It's important that Hungarians there feel safe, and in order to achieve that, we need diplomatic and political help as well, said the minister. Trucks with donations valuing almost 300,000 euros depart from Budapest Tuesday morning.
Charles, the Prince of Wales, is currently staying in Sechlerland. He was asked to be a judge at the skiing contest organized in his honor in Zalánpatak on Monday. He spent the second day of his trip in Transylvania in the village as a guest of Count Tibor Kálnoky. Four villages of Háromszék and a Csángó one from Gyimes showed guests the techniques to honing and reaping. Charles took a close look at contestants' work and even made notes. The team from Zalánpatak won first place. The heir to the throne even mingled in the crowd after the competition. Summer has arrived to Hungary. Summer dresses, bathing suits were taken out of closets and gardens, ice cream parlors were filled with guests, and kids played in water fountains. In multiple points of the country in the south, 28 degrees Celsius or 82 degrees Fahrenheit was recorded around midday. So it seems the meteorological summer has actually brought hot weather. Rivers and lakes are still cold, but many were brave enough already to give the water a try near Győr. In Eger, many headed to beaches and pools, and parks were also full of people. And as soon as the great weather arrives, summer reservations also multiply. According to an online travel agency, Hungarians enjoy spending their holidays in Hungary. Lake Balaton is, as always, the most popular destination, but bath cities are also attractive to vacation planners.
The Golden Coast, the pier and the docks, and the water tower and main square that has now become the symbol of the city. These are Siófok's main attractions. It's not accidental that the city is called the capital of summer and Lake Balaton. According to a survey made by a booking website, just like last year, the city is once again the Hungarians' most popular destination. The same survey says that larger bath cities are also among the top 10. Runner-up in the second place is Balatonfüred, then comes Hévíz and then Hajdúszoboszló. Budapest is the fifth most popular destination only. The list goes on with Sopron, Eger, Zamárdi, Szeged and Balatonlelle. According to statistics, Hungarians spend more this year on accommodation and time spent on vacation has also increased compared to last year. While in 2014 vacationers booked hotels for mostly 3 or 4 days, this year it's grown to 5 or 6 days. Looking at the first 5 months' data, from January to May, the worth of bookings has increased by about 8-10% and guests stay in their lodging 10% longer, said the operating manager of the travel site. The most popular destination abroad for Hungarians is still Rome, but similarly to last year, Bibiona in Italy, Sunny Beach in Bulgaria, Dubrovnik in Croatia and Barcelona, Spain are all favorites.
Bence Mervo has become an internet sensation. The Hungarian U-20 national team player scored a whopping 3 goals at the first World Championship group match, which Hungary won 5-1. His third goal is admired by many. The 19-year-old Bence Mervo is the fourth Hungarian to ever score a so-called hat-trick at a FIFA World Championship. Previous masters of the feat were Florian Albert, László Kis and Sándor Kocsis, but they were in the adult division. That was all for today from our team here at M1. Don't forget to tune in to Hungary Reports tomorrow night after 11 p.m. news. My colleague Orsria will be waiting. Thanks for watching and good night.